Tyler, can you just get us up to date on your status? First couple of days, you weren't with the main group, but you were back out there today from this past weekend, moving into this week.
Yeah, it was just a small tweak, actually skating with the guys about a week ago and caught it really early. Was feeling pretty good going into camp, but we were just being pretty cautious and hopped back out there with the guys today and felt really good.
What would a pairing of you and Dustin Byfuglien look like? I mean, we know it'll be big. What do you think the potential is for a pairing like that? Because it looks like you're going to get at least a look there.
I think it has a lot of potential. You know, both of us pretty big guys, take up a lot of space. We got a little taste of it towards the end of the season last year and in the playoffs, so a little familiar, and just try and make it work as best we can.
What are some of the keys to playing your offside if that's the way it works out?
There's a couple different angles, but like I said, I got a little bit of action on the left side last year, and it's still the same game. I'm not gonna overthink it too much, and just enjoy it. Excited to play with the big man, and we'll be pretty big pairing out there.
What do you like about playing with Dustin, though?
A lot of things. I think we're two guys that like to get up the ice, so I think we're going to push the pace really well. We're going to have to make sure that we're always backing each other up, but I thought it worked really well at the end of the year last year, and just try and carry that over.
Was that something Paul talked to you about, say, at the exit meetings to maybe prepare you that might happen? I know he mentioned it even at the draft in Dallas that they'd be looking at. So what didn't catch you by surprise, I guess?
No, yeah, we had talked about it in an exit meeting last year and that it was a possibility. So, I did some things this summer to work on getting used to, different angles on the left side. And, like I said, I'm not going to overthink it. Day one today together, I thought it felt natural. So just continue to just get more reps in and make it a comfortable feeling.
Starting to get comfortable here. I mean, last year, your contract. I mean, is that something where you would want to talk extension during the year? Is it something you push aside? Or how are you just viewing going into the last year of your deal?
Well, I would definitely welcome, to start talking. I would love to be here. And, I think I've said that from day one, we got a really special group of guys here in the room. It's been great to be a part of, and, I'd love to be a part of it going into the future.
You look at such a young core and so many guys needing deals, and do the math in your head and say, wonder how everything maybe fits together, or you put that aside?
That's Chevy's job. Don't worry about it too much. The steps that we took last year on the ice, I think that would be most guys' focus coming into this year.
Obviously, Josh not being here to start camp and maybe a bit of a surprise, but missing him and starting without him at least here, what's that maybe do with the mindset of the team, or is it just you soldier on and hope for the best?
I think any guy would say we would, we want Josh in the room as fast as we can, but we understand there's a business side of things, and I would think that it's not going to be too long until we see him. And knowing Josh the last few years and the way he prepares, the way he's become a pro at such a young age that he won't have any problem stepping in a little later.
We talked in the past about the depth on the blue line in this organization. Do you see that the depth's gotten even better? I mean, obviously, Sherratt, Morrow, Tucker Pullman, you got guys like Logan Stanley, Sammy Niku. What do you make of just the blue line core in general?
I think it's awesome. You see some of those young guys that you mentioned, camp so far. You can see the strides that they've taken over the last year. And it's a great problem to have.
With 16-17 way behind you, I mean, what did it mean to have the kind of year that you had in 17-18 after that, after what you endured the year before?
Well, it meant a lot. Not only, you know, hockey aside, it was great to get all the games in, but you know, the strides that I've seen with our family and our little guy, it that's made things really exciting for my wife and I, and you know, it's nice to have it in the past for sure. It was, last year was a great year on a lot of different fronts, and you know, hoping to build off of it this year.
When you feel as good as you do, presumably right now, you know, in your own mind, what would you like to do as far as the preseason? Is there a number you'd like to play? Do you tell Paul you're ready to go, or do you just make them the decisions on preseason?
There's little conversations with Paul for sure. You know, a lot of the different guys that have been around, we'll talk about it with Paul a little bit. But you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 is good for me. You know, it's, I would think most guys would say that they don't need too much to get back ready for action. But 3 or 4 games, I think, has always been kind of my number. I always talk with Paul about.